you can't have a healthy nation without healthy people. You can't have a productive nation without productive people. And what we are seeing in America right now with the U.S. empire is this total disconnect where not just Trump's administration, but every administration thinks that, you know, the health and the functioning of the people doesn't matter. We'll bring in foreign investment, you know, or we'll just print more money and create abundance by printing money. And it doesn't matter, they think, that the people are very unhealthy, that they're living on processed junk foods and mass medication, and the school system is totally broken and failing. They think, that is the people in charge, they think that even if the citizens of the United States are diseased and uneducated and incapable of doing anything, that somehow the country can be made great through financialization and through artificial GDP, which is, you know, a whole lot of dollar printing. It's a whole lot of military weapons exporting, which does boost GDP. It's a lot of healthcare spending, which also counts for GDP, but doesn't typically improve the quality of people's lives, etc. But none of that's going to work. None of that's going to work. Like I said, opening this up, you can't have a healthy nation or a strong nation without strong individuals. So the real answer to how you make America great again, or how you make America healthy again, the real answer is actually very, very simple. It's simpler than you might suppose. It's you have to make the individuals healthy again and great again and strong again. And how do you do that? Well, you can't force it on people, but you have to stop poisoning them for one thing. So you got to end the mass vaccination programs that are hurting people. You have to stop the education system from its current structure. You need radical reforms. You need, you know, decentralized schooling. You need school choice, etc. You need competition in the education sector so that education is better and more effective, because we don't have that right now either. We have government-run schools that suck and that churn out either mathematically illiterate students or, in blue states and blue cities, woke idiots who don't know how to do anything. And it doesn't matter how high you raise the tariffs, Trump, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you print. You can't create abundance when the people are suffering under bad education, bad healthcare, you know, bad vaccines, all of it. It's very simple. Now, there was a time when America was very strong and abundant, and that's because the individuals were strong and abundant. You could say the post-World War II era. People were more capable then than they are now, overall. They could do more math. They had greater comprehension of reading. They were better writers. They were just smarter people overall. And then what happened is, because of all the abundance that the U.S. empire experienced post-World War II, generation after generation, people got apathetic. And people just weren't as driven as they used to be because life was too easy. And I know that right now, for a lot of people, it doesn't feel like life is easy. It feels like life is very hard. Food inflation, etc. But that's a result of the apathy that has transformed into widespread incompetence, where we have a nation, the United States of America, a nation where a huge percentage of the people are not competent in doing much. Now, there are some very competent people. There are some great innovators and great leaders and hard workers in America. Thank God that the American spirit is still alive and well in a large number of people. But I don't think that's the majority of the country. In fact, I'm sure it's not the majority. I think that it's less than 50% of Americans who represent the kind of rugged individualism and, you know, the kind of innovation and determination, hard work, creative thinking that made America great. So you can't make America great again by raising tariffs and then handing out money to people. That doesn't make America great. It just makes America a welfare state. And that's not great. It's more like socialism, right? You can't make America great again by printing money, because money, or currency, I should say, printing currency doesn't create abundance. It causes inflation, but it doesn't create abundance. It doesn't manufacture anything. It doesn't make goods. It doesn't create food or products or services for people. The act of printing currency only takes away from people. And the entire MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again, what has MAHA done? Well, there have been some interesting and important, let's say, achievements that are just slowly chipping away at the pharmaceutical industrial complex, you know, changes at FDA, maybe some additional changes coming at the CDC, who knows, a few changes around the edges, but not, there's been no tackling of the wholesale core issues, which is that Americans are on far too many pharmaceuticals. They're eating, you know, processed junk foods. They're living on garbage and wondering why they get sick all the time. And no one in positions of authority is telling them the truth about the dangers of vaccines and pharmaceuticals or processed food ingredients. No one. As a result, there's still this incredible censorship and information control that deprives people of access to information that they need to be healthy and abundant and wise and all the things that make a nation great. And by the way, competition makes a nation great. We need competition among people in schools. No more everybody gets an A for showing up. That's not competition. That's like socialism or something. Maybe Marxism. But we know that the university system in California churns out graduates of high school who can't do seventh grade math. And it's a huge number. In fact, it's 1/8 of the college freshmen coming out of the California school system. 1/8 of the college freshmen can't do seventh grade math. And they have to put them through remedial math courses. But their average math grade in high school was A-. So they're given A grades, but they can't do math. And so that's got to stop. That whole thing has to end if we're going to be great as a nation. We have to have meritocracy. We have to have competition. And we have to tell some students that, hey, that last test you took, yeah, you sucked. You get an F. You failed. You can't just keep handing out A's like, oh, let's give everybody an A, make them feel good about math. Doesn't it feel good to not know any math but still get an A? Yeah, that's got to stop. You need to be willing to hand out F's in order to create an environment where students strive to actually get the right answers. So not only do we need competition in education and in college admissions, we also need competition back in the business sector. And of course, you know, we don't really have competition much right now. I mean, we don't have a free market system. What we have is an oligopoly system, or maybe a technocracy. We have certain companies that are given favors by the government, certain companies that get all this government grant money or government business money. And that could be, you know, Amazon with its AWS system, or these AI companies, these big tech giants, etc. They get all this government money, so they don't have to compete. They don't have to earn anything. They just get all these massive handouts. And as a result, achieving profitability in the private sector is more about being liked by the current administration than it is about providing goods and services that improve the quality of people's lives, you know, at the high levels of that. Why do you think the leaders of Google and Facebook and Amazon or whoever all met with Trump? It's because they want the favoritism. They want the handouts. And they know that it's not a level playing field of actual competition. They know it's a game of government handouts and government favors, government contracts, grants, etc. So that's the game they play. And that game hurts the country as a whole. And there may be smaller companies that have people or ideas that are far superior that are passed over because, well, they're not friends of the current administration, whatever that happens to be. It was true under Joe Biden. It was true under Barack Obama. And it's true under Trump as well. Everybody wants to be friends of the administration because that's the way to get the favoritism that guarantees your profits. And then that favoritism becomes protectionism. So for a long time, even now, there are huge tariffs on electric vehicles from China. And the primary beneficiary of those tariffs is, of course, Tesla. And also, you know, to some extent, Ford or whoever else is making EVs in America. But Tesla has been able to sell its EVs at a much higher price due to the, I think, 100% tariffs on China's EVs, even though China makes better vehicles for less money, you know, lower costs, but vastly superior vehicles with much greater technology compared to US EVs. It's not even close. In fact, China's automobiles are just, I don't know, a decade ahead of the US at this point. If you're buying a new car in the United States, you're not buying the best in the world. You're buying, you know, you're buying a generation obsolete compared to what people are buying in China. So why is that the case? Because of protectionism, to protect certain companies and certain industries. And you might argue, well, we need that protectionism because we have to maintain the domestic car companies. It's important to have a domestic industry. Fine. Okay. Fine. But the side effect of that, even if you agree with it, is that U.S. car companies, they don't innovate as quickly. I mean, Ford is, it's a joke. Ford's a total joke. I think they're even halting much of their production of their F-150 Ford Lightning truck, which was an EV truck. And it's truly one of the dumbest ideas ever. Because you, if you try to tow something with your Ford truck, it uses up all the power. You can't tow much of anything. And yet, it's designed for towing. But it's an EV with towing capability that doesn't tow very far before you use all your juice. So what use is that? That doesn't even make sense. But Ford builds crap and sells crap to U.S. consumers because of federal government tax credits that make their crap more affordable than the higher quality goods that you would get from somebody else. And when you get down to it, you ask the question, why does Ford fail to create the best cars in the world? Even when Henry Ford was the first person, you know, to have mass production of automobiles with the Model T. We were the leader of the world at that time. What happened in just about 100 years? What happened? Well, Americans, well, again, got kind of hyper-privileged and apathetic and are no longer focused on being healthy and intelligent and very effective people. Now it's about things like, oh, can I get a $2 coupon on this fast food, you know? And can I live in a big house that I can't afford because there's a 50-year mortgage? Or how can I drive a car that I also can't afford? I just want to be able to make the minimum payments on it, you know, this kind of thing. And it's even true in graduate school. I know a person that's going through an MBA program at a major Texas university that's famous for MBAs. And this person tells me that on all the group projects, when there's four people working on the project together, three out of four people do nothing. Every time, three out of four people do absolutely nothing. But they're going to get the MBA degree, even though they don't know what they're doing. because they just let the other person do all the work. And also, 3 out of 4 people are just using ChatGPT to carry out most of the work. So even when you have graduate students coming out of good schools, you can't take that degree to mean anything. They may have faked their way through the school. Yes, that's a thing. And that's going to happen more and more. We just have this lack of a work ethic, this lack of greatness that has infested American culture, sadly. And it's crippled the nation, and it's been promoted through TV and movies. Like, it's, you know, it's cool to be stupid in the school system. And, you know, it's cool to be stupid in business, etc. Well, that's just not what makes a country great. So bottom line, if you want to make America great again and you want to make America healthy again, you got to follow the kinds of things that I teach. Nutrition, discipline, constant learning, always learning at any age. You know, eating healthy foods, having exercise and fitness and sunlight exposure, which is also very healthy. And then using that good health to advance your skills constantly so you're never becoming obsolete. If we did that on a wider scale in this country, America would be the dominant country in the world in mathematics and discoveries, innovation, science, you know, you name it. We would be the best in the world. We'd be leading the world in everything from rockets to robotics and AI and advanced materials, you name it. But we're not. We're not. We're leading in some of those areas, like heavy lift rockets. But there's a lot of areas where we've fallen behind, where we were once the world leader, like automobile innovation or robotics, for that matter. China's the leader in robotics now. So we've lost it. And this is not going to be resolved by having a bunch of foreign nations invest a few trillion dollars in data centers to where, yeah, you generate GDP, but the people are still obese, sick, mass medicated, and dumbed down. You know, we fluoridated the water supply for decades and dumbed everybody down, you know, injected everybody with vaccines and caused brain damage, loaded up all the kids on psychiatric drugs and called it medicine or psychiatry. You know, just served up junk food, processed food, toxic ingredients in the food supply, FDA approved, USDA approved, from pesticides and herbicides to cancer-causing sodium nitrite to brain-damaging lead and other heavy metals, allowed all across the food supply. We've done this for decades, and then now we wonder, like, how come we can't compete? Yeah, because you've poisoned your nation for generations. That's why. And then your tech companies like Google censor anybody like me that tells the truth so that they can instead promote big pharma. More pharmaceuticals. It's almost like Brondo. It's what plants crave, you know. Vaccines, it's what humans need. That's all a lie. So that's the reason. That's why the U.S. is losing to other countries in terms of success and innovation, hard work, etc. That's why. Now, what would happen if you said to the 42 million people collecting food stamp welfare in America that from now on, food stamps can only be used to purchase unprocessed foods? Doesn't even have to be organic, just unprocessed food ingredients like fresh produce or rice and beans and legumes, or just, you know, chicken breasts or hamburger meat or whatever. But no soda, no garbage cereals, no Pop-Tarts, no junk. What would happen? Well, everybody would lose their minds because they're so used to living on junk, they don't know how to eat healthy. And that only perpetuates generation after generation of dependence on this welfare system. To the point where a few generations into that, you've got a group of people that are absolutely incapable of functioning at any kind of, you know, productive level in society. They can't. They don't know what that even means. their entire existence is collecting money, living on junk foods, having more babies, and I don't know, maybe clicking on social media or something, just consuming everything, consuming Netflix, consuming TV, consuming junk food, and then consuming vaccines and pharmaceuticals, etc. But they can't add anything meaningful to the world because the government has kept them trapped in that cycle of, failure, really. So, bottom line, you want to make America healthy again and make the country great again? You got to stop the censorship. You got to end all the censorship of people who are telling the truth about health. And if you're not willing to end the censorship, then you'll never have a healthy population. Because think about it, if more people in the country followed the advice of people like me, our country would be healthier, happier, more abundant, more creative, better longevity, lower healthcare costs, and absolutely more productive in the workplace. But if you have a country that follows the advice of, let's say, Google, that only pushes vaccines and pharmaceuticals, then you're going to have a failed country, which is what we're experiencing right now. Because people search on Google, they will never find anything about nutrition and herbs and cancer prevention and diabetes reversals and the dangers of vaccines, etc. Because Google prohibits all of that information. So it's the tech giants that are playing a critical role in keeping us trapped in this cycle of failure, disease, dependence, suppressed cognition, suppressed immune function, etc. And I think that's all by design. This is not a mistake. These are all vectors of destruction of the United States of America, a country that I'm trying to save with uplifting, powerful information about health and nutrition. So my final message in this podcast is to anybody in the nation listening, you want to make America healthy again and great again? End the censorship. That's why the First Amendment exists, by the way. You have to end the censorship. And what you need to do is you need to go criminally prosecute everybody in the tech industry that took part in censorship during COVID and even after that. You need to prosecute them, throw them in prison for their crimes against humanity, for depriving people access to information that they need to be healthy and productive. That's what you need to do. Start making arrests. And if you have to, dismantle all these companies. Dismantle tech giants that are engaged in censorship. And send a message. If you're going to censor Americans, you don't get to function as a business in America. Very simple. Which is the opposite of what Europe is doing, by the way. The UK says to big tech, if you don't censor, then you can't function in our country. You must censor. Whereas what I'm suggesting is exactly the opposite. We have to say, if you do censor, then you're not allowed to function. You must not censor. That's the answer. And also, it's evident that Western Europe is collapsing and imploding. It's a failed, subcontinent. And the censorship is their last way to try to maintain control as their systems are collapsing. But it won't work. They will collapse. So there you go. Simple answers to truly save America. But will anybody in power implement these answers? Probably not. So it's your responsibility to bypass the censorship and learn the truth through the decentralized tools that we make available, like our new book engine at books.brightlearn.ai. Or you can find all of our engines, all of our AI tools, at brighteon.ai. I encourage you to go there. Just go to brighteon.ai and you can click on all our different tools and experience all those, and they will help you stay informed. You will bypass censorship. You'll learn about how to reverse diseases like cancer, how to be healthy and abundant and wise and have good longevity and even greatly improved happiness, greatly improved brain function, immune function, reproductive function, you name it. Your life is going to get better when you connect with the information that myself and my firms are putting out there. Brighteon.ai or naturalnews.com or brighteon.com. as a video platform, but use our information, and whether or not America is healthy again, you can make yourself healthy again. You can make yourself great again. You can make yourself, you know, abundant, wealthy, brilliant, joyful. All those things are within your reach right now. So don't wait around for your government to make you healthy. That's never going to happen, actually. Don't wait around. Do it yourself. Start right now with your very next meal or your next trip to the grocery store. What you buy determines the results you get. It's very simple. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. If you want really healthy food, by the way, shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. We've got laboratory-tested, almost all certified organic, foods and superfoods, high-end nutritional supplements, including turmeric tincture, which is really high-end and heavily tested because there's a lot of lead in turmeric around the world. So we do our own lead testing and microbiology, glyphosate, atrazine, E. coli, I mean, all kinds of things. We have our own lab. So we do all that ourselves to make sure that you get clean, nutrient-dense foods and superfoods. And all that is available at healthrangerstore.com. Make yourself healthy again. Shop at healthrangerstore.com. Don't wait around for the government because they're never gonna do anything that's useful on this front, except, you know, maybe more handouts to big pharma, handouts to big tech, the very organizations that are crushing this country. They're going to get more money from the government. Of course they are. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care. We've got turmeric root powder back in stock at healthrangerstore.com. And the reason you want to get turmeric root powder from us is because, of course, turmeric is very frequently contaminated with lead. But we do all of our own testing. We've got an ISO-accredited laboratory with multiple mass spec instruments, and we test for lead and mercury, arsenic, and cadmium as well, plus glyphosate. And for some of our products, we test for atrazine. For everything, including turmeric, we test for E. coli, salmonella. We test for yeast and mold, total plate count, and listeria, and many other things. So we test in-house to make sure that you get the cleanest foods and superfoods, nutritional supplements, and personal care products imaginable. And that's why people love us, and thank you for all your support. But go to our website. Here it is, healthrangerstore.com. And right here, you can just search for turmeric. Or you can shop any of the other categories that we have and some of our sales and so on. But here's our turmeric root powder. It's back in stock right now. This is something that's very difficult for us to keep in stock. And of course, it's organic and it's lab tested on top of that. But we also have, and I'm showing it on my desk, we also have the turmeric tinctures available. We have our regular tincture and then our plus version, which has black pepper and ginger in it as well. And these products are incredibly popular. They're very delicious. People love them. And also they are lab tested like our turmeric powder. So if you want to learn about turmeric and why it's so beneficial, you can go to, well, any AI engine or use our AI, which is trained on nutrition. That's at brighteon.ai. And you can ask it, hey, how can I use turmeric? Give me some recipe ideas. Or what nutrients are found in turmeric? And how might those benefit my health or support my natural health? You can ask it questions like that. And you'll get very good informative answers. So use our store, healthrangerstore.com, to acquire these products that give you outstanding nutrition, and use our AI engines at brighteon.ai to learn about how they benefit you and how you can use them. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.